我们感谢主，也有我们的朋友在我们当中。
We praise God that we're able to gather here, and we have some friends joining us.
那我们查考道理也是有，因为比较，可以懂的字眼来把它衬托出来。
And so we'll try to use words that are more easily understood.
那所以求主耶稣带领我们查考，有些比较属于，比较要用语言表达是一个体系，所以叫做比较系统性的讲解。
And we'll try to be as systematic as possible to make the points clear.
因为一个经文要从里头照着原意，它的字义、句节、上下文都有圣经要跟我们说的。
And so, in order to understand a text that has been translated, we need to also understand the literal meaning and also the context.
我们今天所要查考以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
它比较属于比较用说理性的，让人家听了去思考，为什么有神预备的这个天上属灵夫妻要降给我们。
So the book of Ephesians was written in a way that is very practical. It tells us how we should behave and in order to receive blessings from God.
而且呢，也要让我们思考我们前半生后半段，因为有信主，生命如何的改变。
It also teaches us how we should reflect upon our lives, on how we have lived and how we should live our lives later on.
等到我们举目观看这个教会有神临在和给福音的这个事实。
So that when we look at the church that has received the salvation and blessings of God,
我们就要追溯它的本源。
We need to find out why that is.
为什么？那如何是这样子？
And why is it that the church is the way
it is? 跟我现在所听的道理跟查考的有什么关联？
And is the church related or connected to the scripture that I've been studying?
所以在思考当中你愿意学习。
And through this reflection, we can learn.
你在学习当中愿意思考。
And through this learning, we can reflect.
那就不会迷惘，就不会危殆了。
And by this method, we will not be lost.
所以我们求主耶稣，让我们在查看的时候，也思考神跟人这些事情。
And so as we study this book, we can ponder upon the relationship between God and man.
为什么保罗能够把有关耶稣基督的救赎说得那么清楚？
Why is it that Paul was able to describe the relationship of the salvation to us in this way?
因为他自己有在律法，就旧约圣经的律法规模，以及主耶稣给他选召这个恩典的存在。
Because he was under the law, and then he was called by the Christ Jesus.
所以他说的话都是亲身的属灵的经验。
That's why all the words that he spoke came from his own experience.
所以你当读他的书信的时候。
So when we study his scripture,
你会感觉到从天神，就天上真神的启示，他的带领。
We can see how the Lord has inspired him and how the Lord has led him.
在传道当中跟信徒相处，也看到教会的教牧的实际的情况。
And we can observe his relationship to those that he pastored.
所以我们看他的文，看他的书信，会得到很大的造就。
And that is why we will be edified by studying his book.
因为可以从他学到神学，就神的道理这方面。
Because we can learn about theology from him.
而且呢，我们可以处理这个人跟神、人跟人之间的教会现况的问题。
We can also learn from him how to interact with others within the church.
因此呢，我们现在就来查考以弗所书。
So let us now study the book of Ephesians.
这里头也重点第一章很重要的。
The first chapter is very important.
在第三节开始讲到第大概十四节。
From verse 3 to 14,
请注意看，我们只要是抓它的关键字句的时候，关键字词的时候。
We can look at the keywords in this passage.
比如说第三节。
For example,
天上各样的属灵福气。
Verse 3, it says that is the blessing in the heavenly places.
在主基督里头已经要赐给我们。
And he has it's giving the spiritual blessing to us.
那你就想什么叫做天上各种属灵的福气，包括什么？
And when we read this, we must think about what are the every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places.
那天上现在已经具体化，在主耶稣基督里头，你可以尝受到了。
And what are these blessings that we can experience in Christ today?
啊，以下就说在基督里，在这句话就牵着整段的思想。
And the second half says in Christ. And so because of this phrase, it leads us to think about this verse in a certain way.
因为神遥远在上。
Because God is far away in heaven.
有时候圣洁高不可及。
Some people may feel that he is so holy and not touchable.
他又显又隐。
He's there and he's very elusive. He's there and he's not there.
他怎么看到他的具体化呢？
And so how can we see God as a concrete being?
所以神他的道就要成肉身，就成为主基督，就是道成肉身的耶稣。
And that's why the word came, it became flesh and became Christ Jesus.
那耶稣也叫做耶和舒啊，叫约书亚，这个希伯来的发音。
The Hebrew pronunciation of the word Jesus is Yehoshua.
神救，神是我们救主。
Which means God is our salvation, God saves.
那这样变成希腊文的耶稣，耶稣跟我们发音一样的。
And in Greek, it is pronounced as Yesu.
那也是说神是救主，神救我们。
And it also means that God saves.
所以这个耶稣基督，你看马太福音第一章。他就说要圣灵借着这个母胎一个圣洁的这个童女玛利亚要怀孕。
And in the book of Matthew, it tells us that Mary had been conceived by the Spirit.
所以说天主教会说 immaculate birth, 就没有沾染什么世界的污染的叫罪孽的叫纯洁的诞生了。
And the Catholics called it the immaculate birth,
其实也是这样的。
And to mean that the birth is pure.
不是肉身，不是这个所谓的人意、情欲、血气生的。
It means that Jesus was not born of human fleshly desires.
是从圣灵来的。
But he was born of the Spirit.
那他来到人间，就把神带到人间来，所以叫 Immanuel, 就是神跟我们同在了。
And he came into this world to manifest God among people, and that's why he's also called Emmanuel.
当然也应验旧约圣经以赛亚书七章十四节的那个描述了。
In this way, he fulfilled the prophecy in Isaiah about God in among men, Emmanuel.
好，那这样说来，我们可以看耶稣基督。你从耶稣基督，你要跟就可以看到神，可以认识神。
And in this way, when we look upon the Lord Jesus, we can see God.
那他就要过着这个初期的加利利传道的生涯。主耶稣先在北部的加利利传道里。
And the Lord Jesus began his ministry by preaching around the Sea of Galilee.
那就福音书就刻画他的言教跟身教。
And the books of the gospel described about what he taught, what he spoke with his words, and what he did.
而且呢，也显出他这个全能的手。包括神迹、奇事、医治等等。
And the gospel books also describes about the many miracles that he performed.
所以耶稣基督的确在人间。
And so from this we know that the Lord Jesus truly existed in this world.
现在我们已经距离他，假定他是公元后二十九年左右来钉十字架，那也有2000年，将近2000年了。
If we were to just say that he was crucified on the cross in the year 29 A.D. It's been more than 2,000. It's about almost 2,000 years.
按照一般人来说，他已经就坐骨了，看不见了。
And in normal terms, people that existed back then have become dust.
但是圣经也借着使徒们，他们跟主耶稣相近，也主耶稣复活后的见证。
But according to the Bible, the Lord Jesus resurrected, and many people witnessed his resurrection.
他们使徒们自己的见证。
And the many disciples witnessed his resurrection.
还有再加上主耶稣答应的这个圣灵，充满着教会。
In addition, the Holy Spirit that was promised by the Lord Jesus filled the church.
所以以马内利从主耶稣的肉身到他升天，再降下圣灵。
And so the word Emmanuel was fulfilled by the birth of the Lord Jesus. Unto his ascension and the downpouring of the Holy Spirit.
所以同住的圣灵，应许的圣灵。
And in this way, the Holy Spirit, the indwelling Holy Spirit, was sent
to be among
men.
我们信徒呢，就要展望就主耶稣所预备的永远的跟神家在一起的永远同住。
And so from this point on, the believers can fulfill what it means to be dwelling with Christ.
那这个就是说是我们可以具体化看到的，信主并不是空的。
And these are all things we can observe with our eyes in that it is not in vain for us to believe in Christ Jesus.
主耶稣今天昨天到永远不会改变，是永恒的真理。
And the Lord Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
假定我们在谈论一个哲学，谈论一个宗教，大概就没有办法体验到这句话。
And if we were simply to discuss about philosophy or religion, we may not be able to experience this fact.
那现在主耶稣在基督里头，天上的福气怎么显明呢？
And today, how can we manifest the blessings of being, of dwelling in Christ?
那么现在就有三个要注意到的。
There are three ways.
就说，请看第五节。
Please read verse 5.
有一个预定我们借着主耶稣基督得神儿女和儿子的名分儿。
Verse 5 says, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself.
所以说神福气的彰显借着耶稣基督，那我们可以跟神的家和神的国跟神变成个父子的关系。
It means that because of the manifestation of the Lord Jesus, we are able to have a father and son relationship with him.
神早就预定我们了。
And it also says that God has predestined us to be sons.
那这个就预备了，要赐给我们，呈现在我们面前。
God has prepared it, and now he is manifesting.
再看第二个预定。第二个安排，我们说安排。
The second arrangement is this.
就是说，我们要知道他旨意的奥秘，那就他奥秘里头，天上地下，重的跟横的，都要在主基督里合而为一。
In that we would know the good pleasure of His will, and that everything, horizontally and vertically should be united in one.
我们年轻的时候常常听到人家先辈前辈都说天人合一啊这样的道理。
We may have heard from our elders that everything can work together.
这是中国哲学一个最高的境界哈 ，Heaven and Earth, Heaven and Man are one. 这个天人合一。
Okay, so this is the highest level of Chinese philosophy. That is that the heaven and the earth and men are one.
那其实呢，在这一章就说得很清楚，神就预备要使人跟人。人跟神和同归于一。
And in this Bible verse, it tells us that that's what God has prepared for us as well, is that men will be united together with God.
纵然语言、种族、社会背景等等的不同，可在基督里头要合而为一。
And although we may share different backgrounds, have different languages, we will unite together as one in Christ.
以弗所书就要阐明这样的道理。
And the book of Ephesians is teaching us this.
那第三个，请看第十二节以下。
And the third arrangement is recorded from verse 12 onwards.
在十一节的时候，前面那句话说，照着他旨意所预定的，要叫我们得到以下的福气。
And in verse 11, it says that we have been predestined to the following.
就是说你听到真理的道，这个叫得救的福音，那你 会做神的要求。
In that, once we have heard the way of the truth, we will do the following.
比如说你 要相信。
One is that we will believe.
你要认识。
And then we will recognize.
你的信仰从听、从看、从体验。
And through seeing, hearing, and experiencing,
从你的认识
through our understanding,
然后你的把握
and through our conviction,
你的觉知
our determination,
你的爱慕
our desire,
那你就会跟从主，那就做应该怎么得救的方法。
We will do our best to follow Christ to be saved.
那譬如说，前面第五节到七节说。主耶稣的血来洗净我们的罪。
And from verse 5 to 7, it tells us that the blood of Jesus has washed away our sins.
那同时呢，你也可以在13节、14节说会得到应许的圣灵。
And from verses 13 to 14, it tells us that we will receive the promised Holy Spirit.
所以这一章讲到神儿女的名分，你得到了。
This chapter tells us that we will receive the sonship.
那以后你可以看到天人人人就神跟人人跟人之间的纵横合一。
And we will see the togetherness or unification of men and God.
那第三个你会得圣灵当作天国进天国的预备。
And the third arrangement is that we will receive the Holy Spirit and to be prepared to enter the kingdom of God.
所以说从这一段我们知道天上属灵福气由这三方面所做神的安排神的预定我们可以领受到。
And so from this chapter, we understand that this is the arrangement and preparation of God for us.
好，那我们再看这里说，爱子里头赐给我们的什么呢？恩典是什么
？And what are the blessings that are given to us as sons?
第七节就说了。
Verse 7 tells us.
我们借着这爱子，就耶稣的血，可以蒙救赎。
Is that we will be saved.Through the blood of his son.
请注意一下，在新约圣经，你要是看到“赎”这个字眼 ，redeem 这个字眼
，when we read the word redemption or redeem in the New Testament，
你就要跟耶稣基督在十字架流了血，那我们借着他宝血赦罪才称义的这个救赎的意义。
It means that the Lord Jesus has to shed his blood, and through that we may be redeemed or saved.
旧约这个赎字可以有几个意思。
And in the Old Testament, in contrast, the word redeem can mean many things.
你欠的债。
For example, you may owe somebody some money.
那或者你被人家做人家奴仆、奴婢这些的不自由身
，or you may be a slave to somebody，
或者你在一个没有办法脱身的一个环境里头
，or you may be in a situation that you cannot get out of。
那在利未记25章也说大赦免 ，great release。
And in the book of Leviticus, it talks about this great release。
我们有说在西年 Jubilee。
In the year of Jubilee.
你就可以得到赦免。
And that is when people can be released.
这是神救恩的一个预言，就是说神也要还我们的债，就赎我们的身，得到自由。
And this is a prefiguration of God's promise for later, in that we can be released from our bondage.
所以德文有时候用 schuld， 就罪愆跟债同样的意思的。
And so, in German, the word Schuld, means that it's a debt and releases the same.
所以耶稣基督宝血，就是我们在相信主要接纳他，那我们就在洗礼的时候有圣灵做见证，有水有血洗掉我们的罪。
And so for us, during the baptism, through the witness of theblood and the Holy Spirit, our sins can be washed away.
所以这个是人生最重要的一个转折点。
And so this is one of the greatest turning point in our life.
我记得我1956年受洗的时候。
I was baptized in the year 1956.
在巴掌溪，那是很寒冷的二月天呢。
It was during a very cold winter month in February.
但是一下水起来要全身温暖，因为这好像洁净了全身，好像出生的婴孩一样的。
But when I came up from the water, I felt very, very warm, as if a newborn baby that was cleansed.
我们在那个哈瓦大学山上的摩尔那个水山上山泉，那在洗礼，在施洗。
One time we were baptizing in this spring on a high mountain in Hawaii.
那可以看到荣光的照耀那11个受洗的人。
And we saw a glorious light shining upon the 11 members that were being baptized.
1977年在那个 New Jersey 的那个 Bradley Beach 那个海边洗礼的时候，很多人看到我们在站在水里头有主的宝血。
And in 1977, when we were baptizing in New Jersey, many people witnessed the blood of Jesus.
很多传道同工在不同的国度在水洗的时候，有神的荣光，有主的宝血，可看到的是不可视的。这个都一样的出现。
And many of our workers throughout the world have had similar experiences in witnessing the glorious light and also the blood of Jesus.
那我们也可以看到犹太人或者是黑人，他得受洗要起来，圣灵充满，一直讲灵言，一直到他们换衣服的帐篷去。
And we have witnessed African members or Jewish members that after having been baptized, they begin to sing joyous songs, speaking in tongues on the way to be changed.
就是他们有个新生的，那神在赐下圣灵的给他们一个印证，说洗礼有功效。
Because they have experienced this effective baptism witnessed by the Holy Spirit.
所以这个赦罪啊，被神看为义人，没有罪了。你可以成为神的儿女了。
Once our sins have been redeemed in God's eyes, we have become righteous, and then we can be saved.
所以这一点，在这一段呢，全部在爱子的血，就借着洗礼来蒙赦罪了。
And through the blood of the Son, through the baptism, our sins can be washed away.
你看罗马书的第六章也是很清楚的描写。
A similar message is described in Romans chapter 6.
也是要受洗，归入主的死，跟他同埋葬，然后同复活。
It tells us that we must be baptized and buried in the likeness of his death.
那就成为神的儿女。
And resurrect and to become children of God.
也就是神家的人。
And to become a member of his household.
或者说神国的一份子。
And to be a member of the kingdom of heaven.
所以记住主的宝血救赎，就是借着洗礼的时候来除掉我们的罪，被神称义了。
So you must remember that it is through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus that we can be called righteous through baptism.
那其他的经文就说我们可以披戴基督。
Other Bible verses says that we put on Christ.
我们可以成为神的儿女。
We can be called children of God.
这些好处，这神的恩典啊。
These are all benefits of being becoming children of God.
那这个恩典是在主耶稣基督里头实现的。
And these blessings have been realized in Christ Jesus.
那我们看第二点，应该在第三章跟第四章很详细的在述说。
And the second point is described in chapter 3 and 4.
这一的道理。
This is the oneness, the gospel oneness.
那这个我们就要马上要接下去。
And so this is what we will talk about next.
那当然，在第一章也跟哥罗西书有同样的内容。
And the first chapter also has similar content as the book of Colossians.
也就是说，主耶稣他有超验的或先验的，意思是说，在经验世界的以前，超过这物质世界的以上，那灵界他的如何的展现他的能力跟他的掌权。
It tells us that the Lord Jesus had authority. Even prior to the creation of this world.
那这个万有都伏在他的脚下。
And all things fall down in front of his feet.
那假定我们今天把教会变成一个肢体的话。
If we consider our church as a member of a body.
意思就是说你可以从哥林多前书的十二章十二节到二十七节。
Similar to what's recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
十二节到二十七节。
Verses 12 to 27.
那就是说各有肢体，我们都是他的肢体，不管手指、眼睛或者耳朵，或者五腑六脏。
So all the members are some parts of the whole body.
都是要互相搭配。
It means that all the members need to work with one another.
要有痛的同痛苦，一个肢体得到荣耀的同欢喜。
If a member is hurting, we must mourn with that member. If a member is glorified, we must rejoice.
这就是主内手足的那个情谊了。
So we must have share this sibling type of joy.
那在那个是那个哥林多前书是描写主的身体，就教会的会众。
And in 1 Corinthians, it talks about the members of the church, meaning the congregation.
那这里是说教会是他身体，主耶稣是教会的元首，是他头。
And Ephesians, it tells us that the church is Christ's body and Christ is the head.
所以我们常常看到人家家里头有一个横表说基督是我家之主。
Sometimes we go into someone's home, they have a plaque saying that the Lord Jesus is the head of this household.
教会是他的头。他是头，教会的头。
And in the church, it is the same that the Lord Jesus is the head.
我们不要忘记这个。
We should never forget this fact.
所以最第一章大概我们就讲到这儿了。
And so we will conclude the first chapter.
那第二章刚才说到人生有前半生有后半段。
In chapter 2, it talks about our life and how we have the first part and the second part.
有些人庸庸碌碌地过一生。
There are people who just pass through their life very smoothly or uneventfully.
坦然而来，坦然而去了。
They freely come and they freely go.
那就是说没有得到什么。
They didn't gain anything through their life.
但是在这个以弗所书所描写那信主的人。
But the Ephesians chapter 2 talks about how it is.
他先说一个人处在这个黑暗邪恶的世界里头。
To be a Christian, first we lived in darkness.
是浮在那着看不见的。 那种有形无形的那个力量之下,
and we were under the control of something that was invisible and a dark power.
空中掌权者的权势,
under the power of the prince that controls the air.
你想想啊, 我们再看六章的第十节。
Let's turn to chapter 6, verse 10.
在十二节。
Verse 12.
就是说我们不是跟血气的征战，乃跟天那些执政的掌权的辖管着幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。六章十二节。
Chapter 6, verse 12. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places.
再看那个罗马书七章八，不必翻圣经，七章八章都有讲到有两个律。
In Romans chapter 7 and 8, it talks about two different laws.
肉体的律和取死败坏的这个身体的恶律、恶欲、邪情恶欲。
The first is the law of the flesh that leads us to corruption.
那另外一个就是属灵的律，属天上的、圣洁的、属神、这神圣的这边的。
The second law was the spiritual law that was holy and that belonged to God.
所以人有那属灵倾向，要行善，要做神所喜悦的。
As human beings, we have the inclination to be holy and to follow God.
要立己，要益人，要建立自己，要造就别人，要荣耀神，那种意念，那种愿望。
We all have the desire to edify ourselves, others, and to honor God.
但是呢，有时候有恶的律，就把你不愿意做的恶，你行出来；要做的善，行不出来。
But there's another law that controls us, that causes us to do the things that we don't want to do and not do the things that we want to do.
人一般的内心的挣扎。
And this is a usual struggle that all of us have.
那你在看世界上，你每天看报纸。
If you look at the news from this world,
好像这几年来越来越邪恶。
It seems like there's a trend towards evil.
那个校园枪击的事。
For example, school shootings.
2009以来到现在，大概288件以上的。
From 2009 until now, there are 288 school shootings.
那家里的逆性、乱伦或残忍、这个残暴无比的那种恶行。
There's domestic violence. There are cruelty. Different types of violence.
Perversities. 那你看起来这么寒心。
These make us shudder.
所以世界这么乱，社会这么黑暗，人心这么的邪恶，到底是为什么？到底是从哪来？
We can see how the society has turned corrupt, and the hearts of men have become evil.
其实这个圣经印证有一个无形的力量。
The Bible tells us that there is an invisible dark force
在指导人这些向邪恶,
that causes men to go towards evil.
表现出那残暴凶狠的那个动作,
so that they manifest what is violent and evil.
所以黑暗混乱整个统治世界,
and that is how darkness gains control of this world.
所以说这个是让我们思考。
And this is something for us to ponder.
很多人就活在这个世界，被这种无形力量控制着。
Many people live in this world being controlled by it.
所以没有办法自拔。
And they are not able to help themselves out of their situation.
但神给一个曙光，在黑暗的时候，你有个希望。
But God has given us a light in darkness.
那就是第二章开始，第二章十三节开始描写。
That is described in chapter 2, verse 13.
那个在一节到三节描写人的无可自拔的被恶的操纵。
It describes how we were in darkness and we were not able to help ourselves.
那十三节。
In verse 13.
就是说你可以看从前远离神，在基督里头靠着他的血可以已经亲近了。
Says, but now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ.
因为十二节说，你从前跟基督无关。
Verse 12 tells us that before we were aliens.
在神跟以色列民，在神在圣经上所说的很多的契约，你都没有关系。
We were alienated from the commonwealth of God's people and were strangers from the covenant of promise.
然后在世上没有指望，没有神。
And in this world, we have no hope without God.
那这样的话还好，你十三节有救了。
But in verse 13, it tells us that we have hope.
借着主耶稣的血，你已经除罪。
By the blood of Christ, our sins have been washed away.
这番道理可以从那罗马书的第五章六节到第八节九节可以看出来。
And this a similar message can be seen in Romans chapter 5.
那你就说我们还在做罪人的时候，主耶稣基督就为我们来钉死在十字架上头。
It tells us that when we were still sinners, Christ Jesus has been crucified on the cross for us.
世间的爱没有比这个神爱更大。
There's no greater love than this.
那借着他的血，借着主耶稣钉的血，我们洗礼可以称义。这第在罗马书八章五章的九节这么说。
In Romans chapter 5 verse 9, it tells us that having been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath.
那因为有罪，所以神的愤怒。就 divine anger 哈 or wrath 就常临在我们身上。
There's divine anger because of the sin.
那因为我们罪除掉以后，这神跟人的对敌神的愤怒，神的对敌跟神的对敌状况就除掉了。
And once our sins have been washed away, this animosity is removed.
那再来，那既然有借着耶稣的死，我们跟神和好。
And through the death of Christ, we have been reconciled with God.
记住和好这个字眼。
Remember the word reconciliation.
从语言的了解啊，叫做对偶对并立，我们叫 opposition, oppo, 就对着这样子。
So
并在这一起。
If there were two parties that were in opposition of one another,
那假定是要对抗性生死，神跟魔鬼，天国和地狱的话，那就等于说。不可调和的。
For example, between God and the devil, it's an oppositional relationship.
所以说这个时候就是这个罪除掉以后，那神跟人本来的对敌，不可调和，现在可以和解，可以和解了。
And similarly, if we were to have sin, we would be in opposition with God. But once the sin is removed, then we can be reconciled with God.
那就所以圣经有和解这个字眼。
So in the Bible, there's the word reconciliation.
还有和好，在罗马书所说的和好。
To be reconciled.
再来一个和睦，和睦也是 reconcile.
To be reconciled.
所以请记住，和好、和解、和睦，这是 reconciliation 这个字眼。那都跟耶稣的血，让我们神人之间的对敌得到合一了。
And so, yeah, there are many places in the Bible that tells us about the teaching of reconciliation.
因为罪除掉。
Because of sins.
神的愤怒也除掉。
And because of that, God's wrath against us.
神跟人的对峙、对立、对敌也除掉。
And the oppositional stance that we have with God. Is removed.
好，所以我们就看第二章的十三节是讲跟神亲近是这个意思。
And Ephesians chapter 2 verse 3 it talks about being drawn close to God. That's what it means.
然后呢，我们可以看到，请看第二章以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 2.
两下合为一十四节。
Verse 14.
就是我们可以和睦，神说让我们和睦，两下。
It tells that for he himself is our peace, who has made both one.
拆了中间隔绝的罪的墙。
He has broken down the middle wall of separation.
那是用他身体来灭掉的。
And used his, he abolished this through his flesh.
好，那再将两下合为一个新人。
And because of this, he created himself a new man.
再看十六节，十架也使两下归于一体，跟神和好。
And through the cross, he reconciled both to God.
那再看十八，再看十八节。
Verse 18.
那我们两下借着被圣灵所感召，进到天父面前。
And through him, we both have access by one spirit to the Father.
所以你看两下，两下，两下，一直的重复。
It talks about how the two became one and reconciled with one another.
神跟人，神跟人之间重的这个神跟人的两下，罪除掉，和好了。
Once we have been reconciled with God through the washing and remission of sin,
那人跟人的两下也分为两群、两族群的人。
The next step is to reconcile two different groups of people.
这两下都要靠为，都要靠着进入到，靠着主耶稣的血进入到神的国、神的家，两下也要合一。
And through the blood of Christ to enter into the same household, the two groups of people must be also united as one.
一个就是犹太教的信徒或者选民。
On one hand, were the Jewish believers.
一个就是。就是非犹太教没有割礼的这些外邦人。
On the other hand, were the Gentile believers who had not received circumcision and were not Jews.
所以你可以说这两下是谁
？Who were these two parties?
选民。
The chosen people.
以色列选民。
The Israelites.
啊，或者说受肉身割礼的有立跟神立约的百姓。
Those had been circumcised and had physical covenant with God.
种族上来讲，大部分都是犹太人。
And based on race.
古代的以色列人。
These were the descendants of the Israelites or the Jews.
这些外邦人。
And then on the other hand were the Gentiles.
就是希腊化文化罗马帝国下的这个大地中海世界的人们。
These are all the people in the Hellenistic world throughout the Mediterranean.
所以这个信主的跟没有信主的，不，这个就是选民跟非选民的，都要借着耶稣基督称为一体。
And through Christ Jesus, the chosen people believers and the Gentile believers need to unite as one.
那你信主的，你信主信神的，也借着洗礼进入到这一家来。
And for the chosen people or the Jews, they also need to receive baptism in order to enter the household of God.
这个信主的当然把除了犹太人以外，还有除了意大利人呢，这些敬拜敬畏神的人，好。
So for whoever believe, they must enter into Christ through baptism.
啊，那另外一个族群就是那个，我们就说没有跟他们一样的，就不信人，就不信的人。
And then there were unbelievers.
啊，是他们也都同时借着耶稣基督进到这两下，进到主耶稣合而为一了。
And so they both have to enter into Christ through baptism.
所以说这是神预备的救赎，进入到教会，借着洗礼，然后有圣灵感召，合而为一。
And this is how different people can come to believe in Christ through baptism and through the Holy Spirit.
所以他的结论呢，他就是保罗在第二章说的结论。
In chapter 2, Paul concluded.
不再是外头的人。
There are no longer strangers.
或者我们来访问的人。
Or foreigners, or guests.
乃是不是这些，乃是神家里头的人呢。
They have become members of the household of God.
那他们有在主耶稣的磐石上头信仰根基。
And they have built their foundation on the apostles and then the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后呢，借着这个使徒跟新约的先知传道人的讲道理，他们信仰得到的稳固。
And through the preaching of the apostles and the prophets, they are faith.
那这里把主耶稣当作房角石。
And they have built this upon the Lord Jesus as the chief cornerstone.
那意思就是说，这当然有诗篇118篇的那个背景。
This is based on Psalm 118's background.
以后使徒行传会再提起。
And that this would be mentioned again in the book of Acts.
但这里重点就是说，主耶稣是先行者，他先立好这个规模的这个角落。
It means that the Lord Jesus was an example that he did set the path for us.
然后你建造按照房角石的方位。
And then the church was built according to the direction of the chief cornerstone.
所以给你两个观念。
And so this is to teach us two concepts.
就是神的家、神的国要以耶稣基督为标准、为先驱、先行者。
It means that the kingdom of God and the house of God needs to take the lead, follow the lead of the chief cornerstone, the Lord Jesus.
合乎神的旨意和神的尺寸呢。
And to do everything according to the specification of Christ.
然后圣灵再充满。
And then the Holy Spirit will fill.
充满这个空间，也充满人的里头。
And the Holy Spirit will fill the space and also the hearts of men.
所以新殿、心里的殿跟这个教会、这个神的圣所、圣灵的居所了。
So both the hearts of the believers and the church will be a dwelling place for the Holy Spirit.
所以说没有信主以前你就体味不到变成神家里头的人这样的福气。
And before you believe in Christ, you would not be able to experience what it feels like to be part of God's household.
但是你的查考、你的体验、你的这样叫受洗、你的祈求神给你的这个真理跟恩典，那就绰绰有余了。
But through studying the word of God and through receiving his blessings, you'll experience more than you need.
好，那我们再看第三章。
Let's look at chapter 3.
注意看了，有一个字眼突出来的，会跟哥罗西书一样的有一个字。
There's a word here that is similar to what we read in Colossians.
那个叫做 mysterium, 就是 mystery, 就是神秘。或者奥秘
，the word mystery
啊，那就会什么叫奥秘呢
？What is mystery？
我们先来看罗马书保罗的感叹。
Let's turn to Romans and see what Paul said。
请看罗马书的十一章
，Romans chapter 11。
请看三十三节
，verse 33。
当然，他现在是引以赛亚书四十章的话，那有所感叹的。
This is there's a quote to Isaiah chapter 40。
哈，但是他最主要这句话。请看，深载神丰富的智慧和知识。
It says, "How oh the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God."
他的判断，他的旨意何等的难测。
How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out.
他的踪迹何等的难寻。
His ways past finding out.
以下是说，没有人知道主的心意。
Then there are these quote verses for who has known the mind of the Lord.
没有人能够做他的参谋。
Or who has become his counselor.
没有人有资格先给他，让他后来还。
Or who has first given to him.
因为万有是本乎他，依靠他，归于他的。
And it shall be repaid to him for all of him and through him and to him are all things.
因为保罗讲了九章、十章、十一章的道理以后，他才叫神的经纶何等的伟大。
After Paul preached aboutthe gospel in chapters 9, 10, 11, and before chapter 12, he describes how great God is.
一个深窄。
How deep is his knowledge.
叫宏大。
How wide is his knowledge.
然后呢，难知难测。
How unsearchable are his thoughts.
那这个就会把我们带回到有空请查考约伯记二十八章。
So this leads us to want to go back to Job chapter 28.
那个叫做智慧的一章，智慧诗篇的一章。
And that chapter is called the chapter of wisdom or Psalm of wisdom.
叫做神的智慧也是何等的难测、难寻、难懂。
It describes how the wisdom of God is and how unsearchable His mind, His thoughts are.
但是他愿意让我们来分享。
But yet God is willing to share with us.
那这个对保罗来说。
To Paul,
他说他做外邦人的使者
，He has become a messenger to the Gentiles.
那就成为外邦使者了哈，叫做 emissary.
An emissary to the Gentiles.
他所执行的职分，你要是看哥林多后书五章十七十八节。
If we turn to
十八节
，Second Corinthians chapter 5:17-18.
十八节说，叫和好的职分。
Is a fitting
ministry of reconciliation.
Ministry of reconciliation.
神跟人，人跟人，福音给平安，给和好和平。
As an ambassador of Christ, he has the job of reconciling the people so that they may receive God's peace.
啊，然后呢，他们有内在的平安，有外在的神的保护。
So that they have inner peace and protection from God.
啊，这个就是你难了解的。
This is what's difficult for us to comprehend.
但神愿意在主基督里头让我们来领略到。
But this is what God is willing for us to experience through Christ.
那保罗从前不知道。
Paul didn't understand this truth.
因为他会跟其他的犹太人等候一个弥赛亚救主出现。
Because like the other Jews, he was waiting for the Messiah to come.
那这个弥赛亚是跟锡安运动，以后来的 Zionist 锡安运动有关系的。
This Messiah, the understanding of Messiah is related to the Zionist movement later on.
就是要等候一个政治社会意味的人救星 来带领以色列这个国度。
The Jews are waiting for a societal political leader to lead their nation.
但耶稣基督说，他是为真理而生，他的国度不属于这个世界。
But the Lord Jesus came and said that he was born of the truth and his kingdom does not belong to this world.
他的国度是属灵的。
His kingdom is spiritual.
在地又在天的。
And his kingdom is on earth and
is in heaven. 有真理的住持，有圣灵的充满。
And it is filled with truth and the Holy Spirit.
还有神的性格跟神的形象的辉映的地方。
And it is also he also reflects God's likeness.
那这个怎么成就呢？
How can this be true?
哎，想不通了。
Paul couldn't understand it.
猜不透的。
This is the mystery that they could not comprehend.
但是保罗说，这在末世，就在末期这个世代，神借着基督显启示给他，他真的了解。
But Paul, through revelation, understood from the Lord Jesus.
啊，那就说他先说了，请看第三节开始。
Let's look at
三章三节。
Chapter Ephesians chapter 3 verse 3.
从我让我知道福音的奥秘。第三章。
That by revelation he made known to me the mystery.
还有就是让我深深知道基督的奥秘。第四节。
Verse 4. That he could understand the knowledge of the mystery.
那第六节，这个奥秘啊，是神圣灵借着他圣使徒跟新约的先知传道人来讲的。
And in verse 6, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ through the gospel.
那这个奥秘是什么？第六节。
Verse 6.
啊，就是说外邦人在主基督里头借着福音有三点。
So there are three components to this mystery.
那我们应该说同为一体先讲。
The first is to be the same body.
啊，那再来同盟应许。
And to receive the same promise.
应许最大的只是两个，很多的属灵的应许，但最大有两个。
And what are these promises? The greatest two.
一个就是圣灵的应许。
The promise of the Holy Spirit.
一个是天国的应许。
The promise of the heavenly kingdom.
那当然，很多的恩赐也会应许给我们，那我们不在话下。
Besides these, there are other blessings, but we will not mention them.
啊，那说外邦人也可以同为这基督家庭的一体，不分内外，然后是什么样的区别了。
The mystery was that the Gentiles could become the same body as the Jews.
啊，然后同为后世的天国产业的继承人。
They could also inherit the heavenly kingdom.
不要说你是选民，有立约的，有割礼的才有资格。你没有信主，你割礼也没有用的。
In this understanding, they did not need to be circumcised in order to receive the inheritance of the heavenly kingdom.
那所以说，这是福音的奥秘。
And so this is the mystery of the gospel.
要是你在第一世纪，你会觉得哗啦、波啦、bravo 是真的如此。
If you lived in the first century, you would be astounded.
哦，就说这神真伟大。
God is great.
这个福音的奥秘就是基督的奥秘，也就实现在外邦人跟选民或者大家成为主基督里头的一体。
And this is the mystery that the Gentiles should inherit the heavenly kingdom together with the chosen people.
有天国的盼望。
And to have a hope of eternal life.
那再来他更说了，请看第八节。
And let's read verse 8.
主耶稣把那个猜不透的丰富传给外邦人。那第九节说，这历代以来隐藏创造万物之神里头的奥秘。
Verse 9.
那所以说，这个救赎，这样的神的安排，就在创世，神就早就预定了。
And in terms of the arrangement for the Gentiles, God actually had prepared this.From before the beginning of the world.
那这神奥秘一定要有一个具体的一个集团，一个具体的地方来展现出来。
And with this mystery, there must be a concrete way of manifesting.
那就叫 Ecclesia， 就是神的教会。
This was manifested through the Ecclesia, which is the Church of God.
希腊文 ek means out of， 就出来啊。
Ek means in Hebrew means exodus or to exit.
我们就是看到西班牙人他们用 ig 啊 ，Iglesia 也是这个 Iglesia 的同样的字源，选召出来的属灵的团体，主耶稣宝血输出来的团体。
In Spanish, the word for church is Iglesia, which means to exit to become a group.
啊，那就是主的宝血输出来的。
It means to be saved by the blood of Christ and to become a group.
那这个经文是很清楚的，在《使徒行传》的20章28节。
This is truth is very well described in Acts chapter
20, verse 28. 这个就很清楚说神用主耶稣的宝血把我们变成属灵的团契。
That describes very clearly how through the blood of Jesus we have been purchased by his blood to become a congregation.
所以说这个我们是附带说一下，假定你在英国，你会说 Kirch, 德文是 Kirch, Kirk, K-R-R-K, 这其实是教会的意思。
If you go to England or to Germany, you might see the word Kirch or Kirk.
K-I-R-C-H or K-I-R-K. 那他们知道说这个是这个日耳曼语系的神造出来的教会。
And so in these Germanic languages, this word refers to a group that has come out.
但是现在教会都有点俗化，变成形式的。
But nowadays, the churches have become secularized.
就机制化了，人为的，变成institutionalized, 变成一个机制的，变成一个组织的。
And churches have become institutionalized and organized.
已经脱离这个当初使徒教会那种活动、活泼、生动、有生命力的那种主基督在。 主导在治理、在拆派的一个团体了。
And because of that, the churches have lost the spirit of the original church, where the dynamic, where the faith is very lively, and that Christ is the head.
当时你看《使徒行传》13章以下，圣灵差遣是用说要谁，圣灵安立谁，然后圣灵阻止保罗或者差遣他到哪儿。
Acts chapter 13, we can see. A lot of activity by the Holy Spirit, how the Holy Spirit led the ministry, sent people out to preach and to stop them from going
a certain place.
And in 2 Timothy, we see that with the laying of hands, the Holy Spirit instructed them to do this.
而不是说教皇、书记、主教这样来用权威式的这样指令。And
so it wasn't anything like what we observed later on in the church organizations where the Pope may determine what is true and command his following to do as he commanded.
所以让主的这个元首来治理教会。
So in the structure, the leader, the leadership. Govern the church.
那外邦的这样很不幸，但是我们也要努力来改正，来呼吁他们。
So it is very unfortunate that other churches have followed suit, but as our church, we can remind them and.
所以因此呢，这福音的奥秘，保罗神启示他。
So the mystery was that Paul was inspired.
就是基督的奥秘。
About the mystery of Christ.
那基督奥秘就是神里头的奥秘。
The mystery of Christ was the mystery of God.
那神的奥秘就是教会的奥秘。
The mystery of God was the mystery of the church.
那你再看哥罗西书2章2节。
And in Colossians chapter 2 verse 2.
神里头奥秘就是基督。
And the mystery of God is Christ.
所以说你可以看到这个就是所有奥秘都结成一团一体的。
And from this we see that the mysteries were together as one.
你从教会看到神。
You can see God through the church.
你从神或从基督看到神或看到基督。
You can see Christ through God or see God through Christ.
你从在福音的奥秘性，福音的那个非常的恩典跟真理上展现的过程，你知道基督的奥秘。
And through the gospel, you can see the mystery of Christ.
所以好好的思考。
And so this is what we need to ponder.
所以说，创世以前所预备各样的属灵福气，今天我们可以尝受到。
And so that we may enjoy today what mystery was prepared. For us before the beginning of the creation.
那我们这一堂就到这儿。
This concludes this session.
那我们休息一会儿，等下还有第三堂，大家辛苦一点。
Let's take a break. We will have a third session.
我们一起默祷。
Let us have a silent prayer.